This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Investigators at the Office of Congressional Ethics say Republican Representative Doug Lamborn may have misused his government office for personal gain. The investigators found that Lamborn's wife has been more involved in the running of his office than what's allowed for spouses. Jeannie Lamborn is accused of using official staff for campaign and personal errands. The investigation now goes to the House Ethics Commission to consider potential action. Lamborn's spokesperson said the allegations are unfounded. Work on the long-awaited Arkansas Valley Conduit could begin this year. It may include revised plans to reduce the length of the pipeline. Once completed, it'll bring clean drinking water from the Pueblo Reservoir to six counties in the lower Arkansas River Valley. Sam Braverman manages the project for the Bureau of Reclamation, one agency responsible for the work.
There's thousands of people in the lower Arkansas Valley that literally can't drink the water from their tap because it's contaminated with radionuclides, things like radium and uranium.
The conduit was authorized in the 60s, but stalled off and on because of funding issues. It could cost as much as $610 million. Denver and Pueblo counties have suspended jury trials through mid-February because of high COVID-19 numbers. Similar orders were issued last week in Boulder and in Weld counties. Both Weld and Pueblo are seeing nearly a third of COVID-19 tests come back positive. Denver counties are slightly below that. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.